Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 6, Nirvana and the Discovery of the All-Negating Absolute, pages 539 to 541. A thaumaturgist sat in her heart's deep, compelled the forward stride, the upward look, till wonder leaped into the illumined breast, and life grew marvelous with transfiguring hope. A seeing will pondered between the brows, thoughts, glistening angels, stood behind the brain, in flashing armor, folding hands of prayer, and poured heaven's rays into the earthly form. Imaginations flamed up from her breast, unearthly beauty, touches of surpassing joy, and plans of miracle, dreams of delight, around her navel lotus, clustering clothes, her large sensations of the teeming worlds streamed their dumb movements of the unformed idea. Invading the small sensitive flower of the throat, they brought their mute unuttered resonances to kindle the figures of a heavenly speech. Below, desires formed their wordless wish, and longings of physical sweetness and ecstasy translated into the accents of a cry. Their grasp on objects and their clasp on souls. Her body's thoughts climbed from her conscious limbs and carried their yearnings to its mystic crown, where nature's murmurs meet the ineffable. But for the mortal prisoned in outward mind, all must present their passports at its door. Disguised, they must don the official cap and mask, or pass as manufacturers of the brain. Unknown their secret truth and hidden source. Only to the inner mind they speak direct. Put on a body and assume a voice. Their passage seen, their message heard and known. Their birthplace and their natal mark revealed, and stand confessed to an immortal's sight, are nature's messengers to the witness soul. Impenetrable, withheld from mortal sense, the inner chambers of the spirit's house disclose to her their happenings and their guests. Eyes looked through crevices in the invisible wall and through the secrecy of unseen doors. There came into mind's little frontal room thoughts that enlarged our limited human range, lifted the ideals half-quenched or sinking torch, appeared through the finite at the infinite. A sight opened upon the invisible and sensed the shapes that mortal eyes see not. the sounds that mortal listening cannot hear. The blissful sweetness of the intangible's touch. The objects that to us are empty air. Are there the stuff of daily experience? And the common pabulum of sense and thought. The beings of the subtle realms appeared, and scenes concealed behind our earthly scene. She saw the life of remote continents, and distance deafened not to voices far. She felt the movements crossing unknown minds, the past's events occurred before her eyes.